Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, look at that. It's just, I know this is the third week we're doing this with the video, but I just, this feels special.
I know. I really like doing the video, even though beforehand we didn't have to worry about how we were, you know, how we looked when we were recording. It's nice to get ready, look a little cute, make a video together.
Yeah, but for anybody who's watching on YouTube, look at the blur. Like, the blur won't pick up my curls, so my head looks funny shaped.
Yeah, we were just talking right before we hit record about how the blur background is not built for people with curls, and that needs to be fixed ASAP.
Makes me mad. Okay, I'm trying to like fix what I can. Hold on. Do I need to like sit in my chair different so that it? No. Okay. It doesn't do what I need. Okay.
Isn't it funny how, like, for anybody who has been using Zoom or Teams and, you know, working remotely and using these remote conferencing softwares, the struggle of dealing with either the fake backgrounds or the blur backgrounds. Especially like when you're working, and it, like, there were times I was on calls at my last job and my whole face would blur out while I'm speaking. I was like, excuse me, when I'm talking here, why is my face blurred out?
I'm still here.
I am here. Do not blur me out.
Well, as you guys can see from the title, we are talking about something that does have to do with appearance. Today, we're talking about body image, and the reason that we picked this topic this week is because your girl is triggered, heavily triggered, really this year, honestly, for many reasons. And I just really want to share a few stories, a lot of which have happened this year, but some of which go back to being like a young 15-year-old girl. And I feel very strongly about body shaming. I feel very strongly about women's bodies being shamed for women who are skinny, fat, anything. Like, I hate it. I'm very riled up and pissed off about it. So before we like start the episodes, we're always like, okay, how are we going to format this? Like, what are we going to jump into first? And I just told Liz, I was like, you know what? No, I'm just going to jump into this shit because I have a lot to say and I'm pissed.
We need a rant session.
I need to rant. I need to talk about things that have upset me and bothered me. I need to rant. So the first thing I want to say before I jump into stories is I am incredibly self-conscious about my chest size. And for anyone who doesn't or hasn't seen photos of like a full body photo, I guess, of me on like Instagram or something, I'm a very small person. I'm like 5'4" and like 110 to like 115 pounds on a good day. And my whole entire life, I have dealt with people making shitty comments about the size of my boobs. The only time I've ever really had breasts was when I was like 17 years old and on birth control, full of estrogen for the first time. And I think I was like a bigger B, like a 36B. And I felt like, I thought that was like a normal boob size, and I still got picked on for having small boobs at that age, which is so fucking triggering for like a young girl. And as I got older, eventually when I got off birth control 5 years ago, my boobs shrunk. I was prepared for that though, and I really didn't care because I was like in a long-term relationship, and I was just like, I thought at the time, you know, he would love me no matter what. It doesn't matter what my appearance looked like. I would still be accepted and seen as like gorgeous, beautiful, sexy, whatever in his eyes. Which brings me to my first story. So in 2017, hello, Garf's butt. Garf throws his tit. Look at him.
He's joining the podcast today, front and center.
I just love him so much. But in 2017, I was in a relationship with my ex. And this, we were about to go to his parents for Christmas. And he was in the shower and I was on his phone while he was in the shower, and he knew I was on his phone. I was looking for something on Instagram, and he had told me to go to like his Instagram messages. Well, I tapped on the first one because he was right beside me in the shower. Yeah. I tapped on the first one, and actually what I ended up reading was him messaging his friend from childhood. He'd sent his childhood friend had posted a photo of his girlfriend, and his girlfriend had very, very large boobs. Like they were very big. And my ex sent this picture to his friend and said, "Yo, your girl has all the titties. She should throw some my girl's way." The humiliation that coursed through my body, I was so embarrassed when I shouldn't have been. He should have been embarrassed. You can tell, like, I've been dying to talk about this shit. Yeah. Like,
I know this story and it makes me upset just hearing about it again.
It makes me pissed every time I think about it. Then there's the fact that it happened in 2017 and I still stayed, but then... So immediately my first response was, what the hell? And I immediately called him out on it. I was like, what is this? This isn't funny. Like, first of all, how dare you talk? Why are you talking to your friend about his girlfriend's body? That's creepy and weird.
Yeah.
Two, you probably made your friend uncomfortable. Two, it's not funny. Like, and he knew that I had body image issues about the size of my chest. He knew it. I was very self-conscious about it when we met. I always talked about being younger and having shitty things set. My second boyfriend, first serious relationship, body shamed me constantly, called me flat chested, this, that, and the other. And he knew all of that. Like, he knew I had problems, and he still said that. And this MF really tried to pass it off and just be like, oh, I was drunk. I wasn't thinking. It was a joke. I threw a fan at him. I picked a floor fan up and I chucked it at him. And this was on like the day before Christmas Eve. And I was like, fuck you. I'm not going to Christmas with you. Like, I'm not going. I did end up going, but he had to convince me for about 6 hours. He was like, you have to go. Like, what, are we just not going to, like, I'm not going if you're not going. And I was just like, I don't want to spend the holiday with somebody who probably thinks I'm flat under my damn Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
Piece of crap.
How disgusting.
It is disgusting. And even more, like, you know, even more recently this summer with meeting new people and sleeping with different people, which now I feel like I can comfortably say that kind of stuff out loud here because I don't care about his feelings anymore. And I don't care if he hears this. I don't care if his new girlfriend hears it. You should know what kind of person that I think you are, and she should know what kind of person you are. So anyways, when I found out everything that had happened, of course I read messages between him and his friends body shaming me more. Like, that was this year. Some of these messages were from 2018, 2019 after we got engaged. Some of them were from 2020. Some of them were from this year. And it was always saying the crappiest little comments about like, oh, too bad Brooke doesn't look like this. Too bad Brooke doesn't do this for you. Oh, well, this, like, we know that you're not getting this because Brooke's like this. Like, humiliating, like, embarrassing. And what kills me is like, the men who think that they can body shame women, like, look at you. What about you makes you think you are so special that you deserve a Next Top Model? What you think that you go pull somebody else then, bitch.
I swear to God, most of the men who talk like that actually look like a literal cheese wheel.
A literal cheese wheel. You look like a laughing cow cheese wheel. You're disgusting. Yeah.
It's how gross.
And I mean, one of the things, some of the disgusting photos that he had, like, I'd caught him sending to his friends were photos of women who had completely different body types from me, which also made me feel very bad about myself because I was like, was this what you're thinking about when we're like together? Is this what you envision in your head? You close your eyes and you think of that instead. Like, that's where my mind went. And like, he was looking at pictures of like people his coworkers were hooking up with, like his coworkers were sleazebags too and sending him other girls' photos, which disgusts me. I'm letting it out. I don't care. I don't
let it go.
Fire lit under my butt. Anyway, but it triggered a lot of anger in me. It made me extremely, it didn't make me self-conscious this time around reading it because I knew that he was in the wrong. And I was like, you're disgusting and you need help. And this has nothing to do with the size of my bra. This is all about you and your insecurities and your problems. But sleeping with new people, it did make me wonder, I don't know anything about this person's preferences. What if I take my shirt off and they don't like what they see? What if this particular person is not really like, I've always really been with guys who are like, I'm an ass guy, like whatever. And I'm like, great, I got one. But like, you never know, someone could lie to make you feel better. And ever since I stopped birth control 4 years ago, I have felt like my, you know, I wear a totally different size bra. And there was someone earlier this summer who literally said, or literally said to my face that I was this is like not funny at all. Like I'm laughing, but like, it's not, I'm in disbelief when I'm laughing. Literally said I was the leader of the, what's the acronym? IBTC, which if you don't know what that stands for, itty bitty titty committee. Yeah. Screw you, bitch. He said that to me. And I was just like, you say that to me after I come over here and do charity work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. Yeah. Don't you feel dumb? Don't you feel stupid? Like, you're disgusting. And again, I went home and I was just like, I don't get it. What makes people think it's okay to say these things? And then I, you know, I've slept with people who were so appreciative of everything I had to offer and had said things to me like, I don't give a shit what size any part of you is. Like, they're like, as long as you're there and I can grab you, like, I don't care. And I'm like, good, because that's what I want to. Mm-hmm. And that gives me like hope that there aren't a ton of like, that not everybody that I meet is going to treat me as like this, like, oh, you're like, you, yeah, you got a pretty face, but like, you're flat as shit, so you're not like, you're not that great, or like, I've definitely seen better, or let's just like, ha, it's such a funny joke, like Brooke knows she has like small boobs, so let's make jokes out of it. It's not funny. There's nothing funny about it, because I'm comfortable with myself until someone thinks that I'm so comfortable that they should be comfortable to make jokes.
Yeah.
Somebody's own opinion of their body does not give you permission to voice your fucking opinion. And that goes for people with big breasts, small breasts, no breasts. That goes for transgender people. That goes for skinny people, thin people, slender people, fat people, people who are considered obese, that goes for everybody. They can say what they want. You don't get the fucking right. You will never have the right. No partner that I will ever have the right to say, this is my girlfriend, she has extremely small boobs. Or this is my girlfriend, she wears this size bra. Like,
yeah.
No one gets that
a lot of times. People who make comments like that, you know, I mean, it's normally a reflection of themselves. Normally it's an insecure, they have an insecurity. And so they need to project that insecurity onto somebody else and pick out something that they know is somebody else's insecurity and bring that to light, because they themselves are probably insecure about something. And that puts so much onto the person that you're commenting about, because you just never know how that affects somebody. You never know where somebody is in their body journey. And we're not all in the same place. I think, especially our relationships with our bodies, that relationship is going to ebb and flow positively and negatively throughout our lives. You know, when we're young and we're teenagers, it can be really hard to have a positive body image when you're being bombarded with social media, body standards, and even body standards have changed in the past 10 years. When we were in high school, the body standard for, at least for me, felt like you need to be a stick. Like you need to have no meat on your bones. The thigh gap was loud and proud. I mean, it wasn't it wasn't like people were just, you know, if you had a thigh gap, like that was something to be proud of. And, you know, obviously now it's like, and all of these body standards are always going to be unattainable for the majority of the population, because there is no body type that is trendy. Like everybody's body is trendy. It's just like the beach body thing. If you have a body, then you have a beach body. Yeah. And it doesn't have to look a certain way. But now the body standard is to be super thick and curvy and have this big ass, big tits, small waist. And, you know, the majority of people cannot attain that without surgical procedures. Like there is almost nobody who looks like that. You know, it's a very small percentage of people who are normally fitting into the body standard of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's ridiculous to pick on somebody, especially when you don't know where they're at with their body.
It's so humiliating and demeaning. And even though you know that, like, it should be embarrassing for them to even think it's okay to say some shit like that, it still hits you. And you're like, damn, this is something about me that I can't change unless I had 10K lying around. And you have the nerve to say to me
that. And also, people altering their bodies is totally fine if that's what you want to do. But there are procedures that are very, very dangerous. Like BBLs are super dangerous. A high percentage. I was shocked by the amount of people who have died from BBLs. It's not a procedure that we've been doing for a long time. It's a more recent procedure. And you can, if you don't have the right doctor who knows what they're doing, you can get very ill or die. And this is all in the name of trying to attain this beauty standard that is just really not attainable.
Sometimes I just think about that. And I'm just like, if I had money to get a boob job, would I want one for me? Or would I want one so that I could stop worrying about taking my shirt off in front of a new person?
Yeah.
Like it really,
I don't know if this is picking up on the audio, but there's an alarm clock going off and I need to go turn it off, 'cause it's going to drive me insane.
I don't hear it at all. I'll keep talking though.
I will be right back.
I don't feel like even towards the end of my relationship that I truly ever felt comfortable with my shirt off, like, you know, just getting like dressed in front of him or taking my shirt off in front of him. After I knew, like, you know, in 2017, like after I read that initial message, I never looked quite at myself the same. I never looked at him looking at me the same. It really made me so insecure about like just having my shirt off. And that's like a big deal in front of someone that you're in a relationship with and you don't even want to really have your shirt off. Like, I felt perfectly fine before. And you know what really got me was like this particular person chased after me for almost two years before we actually started dating. And it's like, you got what you wanted and you have the audacity to tear me down in any way. Cause you know what? I was clearly out of your league, which is why you had to work so damn hard to get me. So now you just think you can say whatever about my body. Yeah. Like, and I'm not saying out of your league as in like physically, I'm talking like as a person, I was out of your league, like far. My morals, my personality, everything. And that's what's so infuriating to me. It's just like these absolute snails of people, slugs.
Yeah.
Really? You just think that you can say, it makes me so angry that it almost makes like an ugly part of me come out. Like I almost want to just tear them down into nothing, because that's how I felt. It has made me want to pick apart every flaw that they have just so I can be like, how's it feel, bitch? And I know that's not the mature option, and I know that that's not the loving kind, but I'm human, and what is the saying?
Watch your mouth.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Hath no fury like a brook who's been told her boobs are small and she needs to fix them.
Yeah. You know, it is the fact that we're still commenting on people's bodies is really what gets me, because this is just personal growth on my end, but I don't see my body's worth is not tied to its size or how it looks, or, you know, I used to, there were things that I was body shamed for, in high school, but honestly, most of the body shaming I felt in early adulthood was from myself. Like I was shaming myself for how I looked because I don't have the same body that I did in high school. And which is, of course I don't have the same body that I did in high school. None of us do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when I was in high school, I was very, very small. And now I would consider myself like just an average size person. And when you're on social media, even on, you know, I mean, pretty much every platform, there's like always going to be somebody for you to compare yourself to. And especially last year during the pandemic, what a lot of us, there's probably quite a few people who are in the same boat as me, but I think I put on 20 pounds last year. And I, in December of 2020, I was like, I want to make a change. I just don't feel healthy anymore. And I don't like the way that my clothes like look on me anymore. And I did not start my weight loss and my journey to be healthy from a positive place. It started off as, I don't like the way that I look, and I don't know if somebody else does either. And that's totally the wrong reason. And then when I started, you know, exercising, I started loving the way I felt, even though now I'm like 35 plus pounds down this year that I've lost. I really just started caring more about being healthy and the way that I felt. And I stopped stepping on a scale because it wasn't about the number to me anymore. And I think a lot of us just need so much self-love, and there's so much love that we could give to others instead of picking apart their bodies, because our bodies are not here to on this earth. Like, our walking meat suits are not here to look good for somebody else. And they're not, like, my only purpose on this job is not just to pay bills and lose weight.
Did you say my only purpose on this job?
On this job?
You said my only purpose on this job?
On this job.
Girl.
Living my life is my job. So, but you know, my only purpose is not just to lose weight and pay bills. That is not why I am here on this planet. And it's really stressful when, you know, there's like a million fad diets out there, juice cleanses, and all of these, you know, there's just constant things thrown in our face about how can you make yourself look better? And that is just, it's really frustrating that our culture is so hyper-focused on our bodies, because we are worth so much more than our bodies. And I've been trying to practice gratitude towards my body. My body is so healthy right now, and I love her for that. She kept me alive and working through a pandemic, and I love her for that. And these two legs kept pushing through the hardest times of my life, and they just kept walking. And I love them for that. And if there's anybody who makes you feel bad about your body, it is most likely a reflection of their own insecurities. And that doesn't necessarily always make them a bad person. They probably have some growth to do themselves, but you don't have to put up with that. If someone is saying something to you, and 100% if they're doing it and they're not apologizing or they're not recognizing what they're saying, it's probably time to take a break from that person and they give them time to do their own growth. And sometimes they will, and sometimes they won't. But that's things that other people say about you are not a reflection of you. They are literally a reflection of the person saying them.
And don't ever let anybody tell you that you're being too sensitive for being insulted. Look at the stream of light on my face. It won't go away.
I know.
For being insulted that someone has made a comment about something you're sensitive or self-conscious about, like, you don't have to ever be sorry for being a human being with feelings. And I don't know. There are very few people in this world in my life that I'm still friends with or have anything to do with to this day who have made comments about my body. There's one person who, she made a comment years ago, and I do not think that she realized what she was saying. She was trying to compare my chest size to her mom's, and because her mom is like a very little woman, and when she said it upset me, and everybody in the room just looked at her and was like, what the fuck? And she immediately apologized. She was like, I did not think before I opened my mouth. That was so dumb of me and so rude. I literally did not mean it like that. I'm so sorry. Like, please. Like, she profusely apologized, and she didn't skip a beat. She never acted like, oh, like, I didn't know you were sensitive about that, or, oh, my bad. Like, oops, or act like it was something funny. Like she sat down and she hugged me and she said, sorry. And that's how, if you mess up like that, that's how you should handle it. Be genuinely sorry, or just watch what the fuck comes out of your mouth when you're talking about somebody else's body, dude. Or like, just don't say, like, I don't say anything about my friends' bodies unless it is going to come off as 100% positive, period.
Yeah.
There's no there. When I see my friends, if someone says something like, can you tell me if this shirt makes me look fat? I'm not going to be the person that tells you it's going to look, makes you look fat. I'm going to be like, actually, this would be more flattering on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's that and, simple.
You know, compliments can be really hard to give and also to receive. But, you know, when I came back to the office after I had been vaccinated, and I was still working this job and I had come back from working from home, a lot of people, like most everybody in the office who was there, it wasn't that many, made a comment about how I had noticeably lost weight. And they're like, you look great. I mean, it's like noticeable. And in a way that made me feel good, because I was like, wow, like my hard work like is paying off, because at least, you know, for anybody who has lost a decent chunk of weight, sometimes you don't notice it. Like I look in the mirror and I don't notice that much of a change because I live in my body and I see it every day. And it's hard to see changes when you're living in it. But, you know, these people hadn't seen me in person in a year. And they're like, whoa, like you look great. And that was a compliment, but it also made me think like, wow, these people noticed that I had also put on weight because they're noticing that it's gone. And even though they were giving me a compliment, they were not being negative in any way. And I did take it as a compliment, but there were still things in my head that were like, wow. So they noticed when I was like overweight too, you know, and they didn't say anything bad at all. They said a very nice thing to me, and it wasn't, I wouldn't even consider those things like backhanded compliments, because there are backhanded compliments. But you know, compliments can be hard to give because you just never know where someone's at with their body.
Yeah.
And there were also like competitions in the office to lose weight. And a lot of us had fitness trackers, right? Like Apple Watches and Fitbits and things. And we would all do competitions, and we were, you know, the idea of it was positive because we all sit on our, we sat on our asses all day long. And a lot of people were just, you know, constantly going out to get lunch, because like, I got to get back to work. I need something quick, fast, and easy. And it's not the healthiest lifestyle sitting at a desk all day long. And so we were just trying to be healthier, and we would compete about, I was on the seventh floor. So we would compete about who could do the most set of stairs in a day, and who could, you know, bring the healthiest lunch. And so it started off very positively, but then, you know, somebody was like, oh, let me bring in a scale and we're going to have a piece of paper and write everybody's names on it, who's competing, and the weeks, and make a little grid. And we're going to write down our weights at the beginning of each week to see who can lose the most amount of weight.
I don't like that.
And that's pretty much right when I stopped that, because I was uncomfortable writing my weight down and like seeing everybody else's weight. And also, we don't all lose weight the same way. You know, I was, there have been times where I was eating healthy and I was moderately active and I wasn't losing the same amount of weight that like my male coworkers would give up beer for 2 months and drop 15 pounds just from that alone. And here I am exercising, eating healthy, drinking lots of water. And it's like, oh, I lost 3 pounds this month.
Yep.
You know? And so it was, that's when I stopped that competition, because to me, it became unhealthy. It was for mentally for me. And, you know, some of those people, they were probably fine, but I stopped doing that because I wasn't comfortable coming into work every Monday, stepping on a scale and trying to compete with these people. And at the same time, I'm being told, oh, well, make sure you're not taking too many breaks because, you know, like you're being paid, you're on the clock. And so it's like, we're doing this fitness competition and I'm supposed to get up and do the fucking stairs. But then you're also like, remember, don't take too many breaks now. It was just too much. It was too much for me to do. And it became toxic for me. So I stepped out of that competition, which it kind of stinks that it went that way because I do so well in group settings. When I'm doing something with other people, like when I was in-person college classes, and when I go to the gym and I do group workout classes, like I love that. And I really thrive in group environments, having encouragement and positivity, and we're all doing the same thing. But then when it came down to, okay, now we're, this is like a real competition and we're going to track, oh, I have 5,000 more steps than you today. Like, okay, well, you know why I don't have as many steps today? Because I've been doing all your deadlines and I haven't been glued to my chair. All right. I've been glued to my chair all day long. And and you know, some people would be like, oh, I got up at 5 a.m. this morning to go on a 3-mile run. Good for you. I am mentally not capable to do that at the moment, but I am so glad that you I'm so glad you can get up at 5 a.m. to do a 3-mile jog. But I'm not there right now. I cannot get up at 5 a.m. to do a 3-mile jog. There is literally nothing on this planet that could have made me do that. And also, like, we're all going through things in our personal lives. I was going through a lot of shit at home and my mental health was in the tubes. And, you know, it just, it became very toxic. It's just, you know, and one of those coworkers was trying to lose weight for a wedding because she wanted to fit into a dress and she was trying so many of these fad diets. And I have always thought she looks so beautiful. And every day she was just hating on her body, like every day. And I just wanted to grab her and shake her and be like, you are so beautiful. You are worth so much more than your body. And I feel like the 4 years that I've known you, all I hear is you talking shit on your body. And that makes me really sad because, like, I love you just as you are. And that we need so much more self-love for our bodies. The things that our bodies do for us are so deserving of love. And, you know, it's almost like the energy you put out, you receive, right? And if you want to receive love, like you have to give yourself love and you can't hate on yourself.
And you also can't be willing to accept other people's shitty comments as truth. So it's just as important if someone says something crappy to you to go back and be like, eh, you're wrong actually. And I care about me enough to not accept that. So bye.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that saying? We accept the love we think we deserve.
From Perks of Being a Wallflower. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, this was something else I've been kind of thinking about. It's one thing to have preferences with a person's body type. Like if you go at, like, cause you know, I have a type for sure. There's definitely like a type of, there's types of girls I like. There's types of guys that I like physically. It's one thing to have a type. It's perfectly okay to have preferences. It's perfectly okay to stop being with somebody because you're just no longer attracted to their body type, but it's not okay to say that. I don't think that it's ever okay to, yeah, you've gained all this weight and just, I'm not into you anymore. Like, I just think that you could come up with something better than that, than shaming somebody and possibly causing like an eating disorder. Mm-hmm. Like you could say anything for the love of God, just, you know, tell them you're going in two different directions or something, or just be more creative than that, please. Like, come on.
And you know, a lot of the things that people get body shamed for are typically things that are out of their control. Something that I shame myself for is, like, I don't love my teeth. They're not like the most perfect, the most white teeth. And I like have this obsession with perfectly straight white teeth. I don't know what it is. I'm a tooth person. I think we know this if you've been around for a while. I just love
both teeth people.
I just love teeth and I hate that mine aren't perfect. But like, I can't fix that. There's no amount of weight that I can lose. Obviously, if I had 10 grand laying around, I'd go get veneers, but I don't. And, you know, or like body augmentations and change, you know, these are, yes, there are things that people can do if they feel insecure, but it normally costs a lot of money that people don't have. There's high risks to these surgeries. And there's even people who, you know, have medical conditions that makes it really hard for them to gain or lose weight. And it really just upsets me that people are still being body shamed out of other people's insecurities, because most of the time it's things that people can't change at all. It's one thing to be like, you know, I don't know that those earrings go great with your skin tone. Okay, cool. How about I try on a new pair of earrings? Okay, I can't try on a new nose without getting surgery. I can't try on, you know, my feet are giant. I have giant feet. There is no surgery that can make my feet smaller. That doesn't exist. And I don't give a shit how big my feet are anymore, but I did in high school. I definitely did. There's a lot of these things cannot be changed, and if you want to change them, great, but like, we are worth so much more than our bodies, and it makes me really sad that this is still such a big problem, and honestly, it's not going away. I see it only getting worse with social media and, you know, this consumer-based society that we live in, because a lot of the companies that are producing images and standards want us to feel insecure so that we buy their products to make us look better. And our capitalist society profits off of us being insecure. Yeah. And if there's profit involved, it's not going away. And I mean, you know, if it also, like, something that I really don't love is that most of these companies, like big makeup brands and brands that make period products and things like that, everybody at the top
is a man.
Dude.
The man, it is a man.
Dude. So these men are profiting off of women's insecurities. And oh boy, that makes my blood boil. That really does. I mean, anybody making a profit off of somebody's insecurity makes me upset. But it's just the fact that there's so many companies that market to women and want them to live up to the standard. And these companies are run by men. Really just gets under my skin.
Yeah. Sorry that we don't have like a solution for this. And this was more just like Brooke needed to scream.
Yeah, it's okay. Sometimes you just have something that you want to share because it's just bothering you. I mean, it's just like journaling, you know, journaling helps me to let go of some of the feelings that I'm feeling. And I think talking about it does too.
Yeah. Just talking about it and, you know, other people acknowledging that you have every right to be as irritated or as upset or whatever it is as you are about whatever topic it is helps a lot. Also, just like sometimes when I get upset like this, just telling you how mad I am and just seeing your facial expression when you're like, you hear what I'm mad about and knowing like you already agree with me is like more than enough for me.
Yeah.
Like I appreciate the fact that I can just like go to you with anything and just be like, she'll get why. All I gotta say is four words, the first part of the sentence, and she'll already know that she's about to get mad for me. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
But, yeah. So,
you know,
anyone who never heard from me again after the summer, there's a good chance that you insulted the shit out of me and
yeah,
I disappeared.
You know, there is, if you did want to, not that there is a solution to body shaming, but, you know, you can work with things that are in your control. So your inner dialogue, how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself, and, you know, do some like self-care, give yourself a little self-love jar and carry that shit around in your purse or put it on your nightstand, carry around a rose quartz, just something that you could put your intention into and something that when you look at it, makes you smile and reminds you of why you're carrying it around, why you made it, and that you love yourself. And we have definitely talked about gratitude, I think, in the past two episodes. But if you're struggling to be kind to yourself, try to list things off that you're so grateful for your body. I am so grateful that my body is able. I am an able-bodied person. I have two working legs. I can go work out right now if I want to. I can go run. I can jump. I can lift. And there are people who can't do that. And so I'm very grateful that I have that ability. And I'm very grateful that I'm healthy and just all of the things that when you look at other people and you're like, you know, like me with my coworker, like, I think you're so beautiful. Treat yourself like that. The way that you look at other people and you just admire and you're so grateful for things in other people, like do that for yourself because you deserve it so much.
I really feel like at this point in my life, I've never been more surrounded by good friends who just genuinely like, I hype them up constantly and they do the same for me. Just like, I can't see a picture.
Everybody needs a hype person. Like go be somebody's hype person and you need a hype and you need
you need. I feel like you need multiple hype people. I mean, like, I can't tell you last fucking time I got on FaceTime with you and I wasn't like, wait a second, you look good as hell. Like, I also can't remember the last time that I looked at myself and I was like, I feel ugly. I feel because I constantly have amazing friends telling me the exact opposite and reminding me of like the total opposite. And I just, mm-hmm. if all you have is, oh, it's 333 for here. So 333. If you don't have friends who are constantly building you up and complimenting you and making you feel like a freaking Greek goddess or god or whatever, get some. You need better friends because I can't stress that enough. Just
yeah,
whatever.
If you feel like you need more of that, like right now, here we are. We will be your hype witchy woman, lady friends. You are amazing. You are beautiful. Your body has done so much for you. And we are so grateful for you because you are deserving of it. And so if you were struggling at all today, we're sending energetic love and hype energy your way.
And I'm looking at you right now and I'm thinking, you look good as hell, bitch.
You look fine.
You look fine as hell, Shawty. Wait, okay. So what's our star egg gonna be?
Let's see. It should be. Do something. You know what? Let's do the little, why don't we do the little kiss emoji?
Like kiss emoji.
The lips. Mm-hmm. The lippy, kissy ones. Because we're talking about love and give yourself a kiss.
So if you've made it this far, you already know the drill. Go to our newest Instagram post and post a kiss emoji below. Mm-hmm. And also list one thing about yourself that you really love. Put that in your comment too.
Yeah. We want to know. Like, we want all of, we want the comments to be full of self-love and body positivity. So go comment all of the things you love about yourself. No shame, like literally brag on yourself. We want to know.
Also, we totally forgot to mention in the beginning of this freaking podcast, we have new merch. Liz, what is wrong with us?
We have new merch.
Oh, we forgot. I'm going to put a little thing. I'm going to put like a thing, like a screen in the front of this in the beginning of the YouTube video that says like,
yeah. Merch. If you listened all the way this to the end, thank you so much. Cause now you can hear our announcements that we definitely meant to make at the beginning.
Yeah. Damn it. But yeah, we have new merch. Liz created Cosmic Coven Witchful Thinking merch. And pretty much like the inspiration for this was because we have the Ko-fi account. This is not just available to people who have the membership. We got a surprise coming for that, but go check it out. The link is in the description. Liz did an amazing job creating this cute. It's so cute. And it's on iPhone cases. It's on crew necks. It's on long sleeve shirts. It's on stickers and tote bags that are actually in stock and other shit. So go check it out because it's so freaking cute.
I love it. I was just so inspired by us talking about how we have like this virtual coven, this community, and this group of witches that like, I really love how we interact with each other. And I really love all of the love that we send back and forth with our listeners. And I really do feel like this is a great community, and we are a little virtual cosmic coven. So we needed merch for that.
We did need merch for that. And
Brooke and I both have Cosmic Coven merch coming our way already.
Excited. We have to take pictures and post it. I'm so freaking excited.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting. Oh, also, by the time that this episode is posted, there will also have been another mini-sode up on the Ko-fi account in the Witchful Thinking Guided Meditation private group. So if you have not subscribed to that, or you don't have a membership yet and you're interested, go check that out. Liz did her first mini-sode. Mm-hmm. We're speaking in the future tense because she hasn't done it yet. But by the time you're hearing this, she will have done it. So it'll I love when we talk to our future selves. But
it'll be posted by then.
Yeah, it'll be posted by then. And yeah, I don't know. I just feel like we're just with our schedule. We're with, like, every time we got some updates, we got new content, we got new merch. We are on YouTube now. Mm-hmm. We are almost at 20,000 subscribers.
I know.
Like,
well, so I did the math the other day because you said that 85% of our listeners, our subscribers, are from
Spotify.
Mm-hmm. So that leaves 15% of other listeners on other platforms. And in total, we're probably around like 23,000 subscribers right now. We just don't know the exact number, but I took the percentages and did the math, and we probably have around 23,000 subscribers right now.
It's just so crazy. Like,
I know.
Oh my God. One day I'm speaking into existence right now, and people are going to hear this episode in like another 50 episodes or something. And they're just going to be like, wow. But one day we're going to have a whole media group with multiple shows underneath it. And it's going to be a full-time job.
Yeah.
We're going to have people on our payroll. I'm going to speak it into existence right now.
Brooke and I have really big plans for this podcast, and we're so happy that all of you guys are like along for the ride right now. And you guys are hyping us up in the comments too. And
like, yes. Thank you for that. Like, thank you to everyone who has like noticed our growth and just made a comment about it, especially people who like don't have podcasts, or like they don't know everything that goes into like the analytics and the algorithm behind it. And like, you understand like what a big deal it is for us. Like, we really appreciate that acknowledgement. So thank you.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you so much. Oh, I'm going to cry. Oh, hey,
what?
Your bags.
Oh yeah. I also, on my website, I released a new design that I put on some bags and some crew necks, some tops, also some phone cases. And it is a design that I was inspired to make, because I'm participating in the Women's March in Denver on October 2nd. And this march was initiated to show support for women's rights and reproductive rights. And that's something that I feel very passionately about. And I know how many women are affected by the abortion bans that are literally feels like it's running rampant across this country. So I wanted to show my support by going to the march. And I was like, you know, I want a really cute, like, feminist tote bag to carry while I was there. And I was like, I can fucking make one. So I did, and I made this super cute design, and I had seen a picture that Brooke posted on her Instagram, and I was like, that's it. That's my inspiration. And so I created a design. It's called the Nasty Woman Tote, or the Nasty Woman Crew Neck. It's the Nasty Woman design, because we're all nasty women. We like our independence. We do what the fuck we want, and we want human rights. And that makes us nasty women. So
go on us.
That's right. Check it out on my website. It's lizthurston.com, or you can find links to all of that stuff in my Instagram. And that's Liz_Thurston_.
Peace. I'm so proud of you always. I can't wait for my...
I love you.
I love you. Damn it.
So yeah, go check out all of those things, and leave the comment of the Ostara egg in our latest Instagram post. Please follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.
Our Instagram has been growing as well. But we have so many people that aren't following us on Instagram. Please go check us out. Yes. I think it's a cool Instagram.
Yeah, we post like daily updates, like stories and merch. And, you know, now we're posting things to do with like Liz's business ventures and just all types of shit. So you should definitely go follow us. Also, it's really aesthetic. Like, please.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Because why? Because Liz is a freaking genius. That's why. That is why I am not, when it comes to my friends, bro, I'm not humble. I will brag on you all day. I don't give a shit. What do I gotta be humble for?
For what?
For what? Please.
That's so funny. I brag on Brooke so much, especially with, I think we are just the best duo, because I could like whip out this really great design. Like, give me 5 minutes, maybe an hour. And then I would literally probably spend my entire afternoon or even a whole day trying to make like 3 sentences sound good. And Brooke just whips that shit out of her ass, and it sounds amazing. And it just blows my mind. It's like absolute magic to me.
It is magic. And we do it on Instagram all the time. We're just like, you're like, give me the graphic. Okay. types of a caption, put some hashtags, done.
Yep. Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Oh. The podcast, you're going to say goodbye. If you're on YouTube, you get to see Garfunkel.
Boo.
Garfunkel also has an Instagram. If you guys want to go follow him, he's pretty dang cute.
He's so cute.
I love him so much.
His face.
Oh, there's Aria.
Hi, honey.
He looks kind of grumpy right now because I definitely just picked him up and he was sleeping. He's like, what is happening? But his Instagram is Siamese and Garfunkel. You can find links to his through my Instagram because I hype up my cat too.
Yeah. You ain't nobody ever gonna say we aren't full of love. Okay. That's what we specialize in.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
He loves kisses.
My heart. If you're not watching the YouTube video right now, you need to watch this shit. This is so cute.
He loves kisses so much. So
oh god. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week, which is
bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.